dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call.
Hey, mommy's on the phone.
Aren't you glad it's just a podcast?
All right, Walmart suppliers, you saw the title of our little show this week, and you know how serious this is, especially this time of year. Look, we have got the back-to-school modular coming up quickly, then all the holiday mods right after that. Now is not the time to get your items kicked off the Walmart modular, and that's what our show is all about today. Tiffany Henderson is our guest this week, and she is bringing us her Walmart expertise on keeping your items safe and sound on that Walmart modular. It's coming up next.
Please hold for the next available representative. Average wait time is 30 seconds. Please stay on the line. The Ethan Walton conference call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call. Brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
As I mentioned before the break, Miss Tiffany Henderson is joining us now on the podcast to talk a little Walmart modular. Tiffany, it's great to see you.
Nice seeing you too.
Yeah, thank you for taking a little time to talk a little Walmart modular today. Before we get into that discussion, give us a little bit of your background and your vast experience in working with Walmart and Walmart suppliers.
I've been in this community for nearly 20 years, starting off with the Walmart Home Office and Sam's Club. After a few years there, I moved over to the supplier community and have been here since, doing 12 years in category management. And the following half of it has been in sales account management, including Walmart.com.
So you've had a lot of experience on both sides of the table, the Walmart side and the Walmart supplier side. Let's start talking about Walmart modulars with this. When Walmart is considering removing an item from their upcoming mod, does the supplier get any kind of warning from the buyer, or does it just kind of sneak up on them in most cases?
Ideally, the supplier should not be surprised. If they're monitoring their sales performance and category trends, there shouldn't be a surprise if they're removed during the modular relay process. And if the supplier has been talking with their merchant team regularly, they're often told if an item is at risk prior to it actually being deleted, giving the supplier an opportunity to try and fix what's going on or risk being deleted at the end of the relay season.
And I want to touch on something you just said, you know, the fix of what's going on. That kind of goes into the reasons Walmart would do this. What are some of those reasons that Walmart would eliminate an item from an upcoming modular?
So first and foremost, the Walmart customer is number one always. And it is at top of mind whenever a buyer is making an assortment decision. However, there's always other considerations within the process. Sales performance, of course. Price increases in profitability. If an item is duplicative within the category and there's cannibalization going on, the buyer may choose to remove a specific item. If an item is no longer relevant or on trend, constant out of stocks and OTIF issues, as well as if an item is being portrayed negatively on media or in the social media status, Walmart may choose to remove an item before the end of the modular relay.
You know, when we were talking about this before, one of the reasons that you'd brought up was when suppliers mishandle their category data, that was really, really interesting to me. How does something like that even happen?
The category data some suppliers have is incredibly important to the relationship between the buying team and the category advisor. It's very specific data shared just with the advisorship role, and it allows the buyer and the merchant to make the best decisions for the category. That being said, it's imperative that it's not being misused. Misuse could include sharing it with your internal sales or marketing teams. Oftentimes, the category advisor discusses total category innovation and competitive new items with their advisors, and sharing this information would be similar to insider trading in the stock market. It gives the one supplier an advantage over all the others. It's not fair. And suppliers can lose advisorship, and in extreme situations, they can even be kicked out of Walmart.
Well, Tiffany, you've explained a lot of the technical things that a supplier has to do, but I know one big factor that you've witnessed firsthand is when a supplier is just very, very difficult to work with. What's been your experience with that?
Living in Northwest Arkansas, I've seen this happen, where a bad relationship between the buying team and supplier have kept an item from becoming successful. thus getting it cut during the next line review or even removed before the modular season has ended. There's a lot of work involved between both teams to ensure an item is successful in store and online. Without a strong relationship with the merchant team and supplier, the hiccups and bumps in the road that invariably happen along the way can be that much more difficult to manage when the relationship is already a rocky one.
So, Tiffany, just in wrapping up, what are some of your best practices for suppliers to avoid getting removed from an upcoming modular, if at all possible?
First and foremost, monitor your sales daily. Watch for category shifts using syndicated data, and lean into an item if you see that it is struggling. If there's something that can be fixed before it becomes a low performer or before it becomes at risk of being deleted, bring innovation to your brands and the category. Develop solid strategic growth strategies with your merchant team. Ensure your communications with the buyers are productive. Know your business. Ensure forms are 100% complete before submitting and tasks are being followed up on in a timely manner. Additionally, I would like to add, as Walmart moves toward an omni-channel retailer, the online content will become even more important and will likely be considered during the modular relay process going forward.
And I want to remind you, if you're a Walmart supplier and you have any questions about what Tiffany's covered, whether it's your category data, whether it's building that relationship with your Walmart buyer, all you have to do is click the link that I've got in our podcast description, and you can send her a question and even set up a consultation. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great.
Thank you so much, Jared, for having me.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.